Now, a jazz moment. At some point, every jazz musician struggles to develop his or her own sound.
I try to be warm and effective, and sometimes I'm cold and defective.
For NEA jazz master Curtis Fuller, it was a lengthy process of imitation that finally led to innovation. He began by trying to copy the great trombonist J.J. Johnson.
J.J.'s sound and method and clarity, direct, positive, was so astute and so gripping that that's the sound I wanted to do. And I did it so long. Those days they used to write, as used to say, the Jay Johnsonist style of this guy in their interviews and things. And Miles told me once, you get your own identity, you know, play yourself. I love Dizzy Gillespie, but I couldn't play that stuff, so I didn't get, you know. And then Dizzy told me once, he said, right in the middle of that horn, you got the sound. And after a few comments like that, I began to believe in myself and that other players began to acknowledge that I was coming into my own.
This jazz moment with trombonist Curtis Fuller was created by the National Endowment for the Arts.